Most weeks on Sounds Irish, you can hear a track from the Dubliners. There, we heard a track from the Dubliners, but they weren't singing. They were demonstrating their virtuosity by doing an instrumental for us called the Merino Waltz. Merino is a district of Dublin. And if we get time, we might fit in a Dubliner's vocals before the end of the programme. But I won't promise it because we're running pretty close. Now, first of all, before I play this next track, it is a little longer than we normally have, but it's too good to fade and it tells a story. This is this wonderful song from Frances Black. Now, you know Frances, she's the sister of Mary, and she's one of the multi-talented Black family, musically, that is. And this is her story of, well, again, I think it was a Victorian or an Edwardian music hall song telling the sad story of After the Ball.
Climbs an old man's knee, begs for a story, do uncle please, why are you lonely, why do you roam, have you no sweetheart, have you I had a sweetheart long, long ago. Why we were not wed, you soon will know. List to my story, I'll tell it all. I broke her heart, pet. After the ball, after the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the dance is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read after the ball, low lights were shining in the big ballroom. Softly the organ was playing a tune. There stood my sweetheart, my love, my own. I wished some water leaving the room. When I returned, pet, there stood a man kissing my sweetheart as lovers can. Down went the glass, pet, broke in the fall, just like my heart was after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the dance is ended and all the stars, if you could read them all, many's a fond hope that's vanished after the ball. Many years have gone by, I have not wed. True to my first love, though she is dead, to tell me, try to explain, I would not listen, please. the stars are gone. Many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's the fond hope that's vanished after the call. Many's the fond hope that's vanished after.
Frances Black and her version of After the Ball. She had quite a hit with that one when she released it some time ago. And I just love the song and the sad little story. Now we come to another of those emigration songs. You know, following the famine of 1846, millions of Irish people just left Ireland to try to find work elsewhere. Many of them died on the way to whatever land they were travelling to, the UK, Canada, America, even Australia. This is a track from Paddy Riley. Now, you remember Paddy, we had him on last week's programme singing The Fields of Athenry. Now he's telling us the story of Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. And as well as Paddy Riley's great singing and treatment of the song, take a listen towards the end to the wonderful Illan pipes that are being played. Illan pipes are a type of Irish pipes that are played by using your elbow. The Irish word for elbow is illa. And listen to the wonderful sound. I think it's a gorgeous sound that the Illan pipes get after Paddy's vocal.
Oh, fare thee well to Ireland, my yonder native land. It breaks my heart to see friends part, for it's then the teardrops fall. I'm on my way to America, will I e'er see home once more? For now I leave my own true love on Paddy's green shamrock shore. Our ship, she lies at anchor, she's standing by the quay. May fortune bright shine down each night as we sail over the sea. Many ships have been lost, many lives it cost on the journey that lies before. With a tear in my eye, I'm bidding goodbye to Paddy's green shamrock shore. Night and day, and a place in my mind you surely will find, although I'm far, far away. Though I'll be alone, far away from home, I'll think of the good times once more. Until the day I can make me way back to Paddy's green shamrock shore. And now the ship is on the way, may heaven protect us all. With the winds and the sail, we surely can't fail on this voyage to Baltimore. But my parents and friends did wait till the end, till I could see them no more. I then took a chance with one last glance at Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Now, do you see what I mean by the beautiful sound of the Illan pipes there? Paddy Riley and Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. And now, a track from Brendan O'Dowda. And this time, it's not a Percy French song. It's a beautiful Scottish song. I have somewhere a wonderful version of Kenneth McKellar singing this, but listen to how Brendan O'Dowda treats I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. And I'll dedicate this to any Jean or Jeannie that's listening to me this week.
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, born like a zephyr on the summer air. I see her tripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour, many were the blithe birds that warbled the moor. With a light brown hair, floating like a zephyr on the soft summer air. I sigh for Jeannie, but her light form strayed far from the loved ones round her native glade. Her smiles have vanished and her sweet songs flown, flitting like the dreams that have cheered us and gone. Now the nodding wildflowers may wither on the shore, while her gentle fingers will call them no more. I sigh for Jeannie with a light brown hair, floating like a zephyr on the soft summer air.
Ah, that was fantastic. Brendan O'Dowda and his treatment of I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, accompanied and arranged by the Phil Green Orchestra. For 7 years, I lived in Ballina, which is a town in the west of Ireland in County Mayo. Close to the town was a lovely lake called Loch Conn, well known for its fishing. In fact, if you don't tell anyone, I went fishing there a couple of times and had some great fun. Beautiful scenery, and on a summer's evening, there's nothing more wonderful on earth than to sit beside or fish in Loch Conn. And here, Margot is singing the praises of beautiful Loch Conn.
I've travelled this wide world over, I've been where the bright neon shone, but somehow I always remember the sun setting over Loch Conn. the colors that danced on the water, like beautiful stars in the night. I watched them, amazed at their splendor, entranced by the wonderful sight. Oh, lovely Loch Conn, I remember the days that I walked by your shore to gaze at the warmth of the sun setting o'er you is a memory I'll keep evermore. And the folks there I found are so friendly. You feel like you really belong. And I'm hoping someday to return there to see the sunset on lovely Loch Conn. Oh, lovely Loch Conn, I remember the days that I walked by your shore to gaze at the warmth of the sun setting o'er you is a memory I'll keep evermore. To gaze at the warmth of the sun setting o'er you is a memory I'll keep evermore.
And I certainly agree with her there, the beautiful Loch Conn. Now we're going to have a bit of nonsense from Chris Ball. And he says, well, he's offering an invitation. He says, catch me if you can.
I am a padre from Tullawadry. I got money and acres of land. I'm looking for a honey with a bit of money. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I like the Kaylee, the Stackle Barbie. I like the waltzes, the old jigs and the wheels. I like the swinging, Big Thomas singing. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I'm off to Lister and Varna at the end of the year. I'm off for the bit of crack, yeah. Women and the beer, I'm off at 50 for a man of 50. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I got a brother, he's in the garden. I've got an uncle way up there in the Dáil, he's quite a charmer, he's a mighty farmer. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. Now to conclude and finish my story, if there's a young one out looking for a man, take a bus from Varna down to Listunvarna. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I'm off to Listunvarna at the end of the year. I'm off for the bit of crack, the women and the beer. I'm off for 50 for a man of 50. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. sure I'm your man.
Now, this next track is a bit of a memory jogger for me, so you don't mind. A bit of self-indulgence. We're harping back to Mayo, County Mayo now, because I wonder how many times with the Jack Ruan band I sang this particular song in various parts of the world. We used to do a lot of touring of Irish venues in the UK and in America, and we were always called upon to include this particular song in our program. And as I say, I sang it thousands of times, but I still love it. This is Derek McCormack's version of Moonlight in Mayo. And I'll dedicate this to any Mayo listener, no matter what part of the world you're in, that you're listening to Sounds Irish.
It's just a year ago today, I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses of her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Ah, happy day. That was Derek McCormack and his interpretation, a nice one too, of Moonlight in Mayo. Now we're changing the style totally now, because I want to play for you a track by Joe Dolan. Now remember, on last week's program we played Joe singing More and More. I was taken to task email-wise by a good listener who said I don't play enough Joe Dolan. Well, that was quite true, so I'm rectifying the matter. Now, Joe, who was an icon on the cabaret scene for years here in Ireland before his untimely death some years ago, wherever Joe played, no matter what part of the country or the world even that he appeared in, well, the queues were outside the venue hours before the show opened, and Joe would bound onto the stage and gyrate for through the whole show, singing mainly up-tempo numbers, and the audience loved every minute of it. Here, we're going to change Joe's style, because he's not doing a mad rock number. He's singing actually a song that I think is Greek, because I think it was recorded by Demis Roussos. And it gets a lovely Greek sounding on the whole track. He sounds Greek, with the range in his voice is amazing, and the arrangement is certainly Greek in my book. This is Joe Dolan, and for all Joe Dolan fans, I Need You.
Your love is as high as a bird in the sky, and I need you. My love's gonna last till the day that I die, for I need you. I'll never say no to the love that I've known, making me feel so happy inside. A heaven I found, it walks on the ground, and I need you. What more can I say, for with each passing day, girl, I need you. My love grows and grows, and my feelings I show, for I need you.
Thank you.
Joe Dolan and I Need You. Do you see what I mean by Greek sounding? Joe, who started his musical career about very young, early age, about 18, I think, he joined the Drifters show band. He hailed from Mullingar and he made, well, a name for himself with the show band. Then he went out on his own as a solo actor, never looked back. Now it's the turn of the ladies again, and this time it's Louise Morrissey. And yeah, I've just noticed this is yet another of these early 20th century songs, Victorian or Edwardian songs. And I have a wonderful experience every so often, friends, of visiting some of the local nursing homes, retirement homes, rest homes, call them what you will. And I sit down with the residents there and we sing some of the old songs. And you can guarantee that somebody will sing this particular song, Louise Morrissey and her version of Silver Threads Among the Gold.